Saturday, December 8th, the UFC is back in Toronto. Tickets go on sale this Friday for UFC 231. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster because you're not going to want to miss this. The main event, Max Holloway defending his title against Brian Ortega, who joins me in studio right now. Brian, thanks so much for joining me.
No, it's a pleasure, man. It's good to just step foot on the land where I'm going to conquer this belt at.
I love it. Now, we talked about it. You're a West Coast guy. You came in late last night. It's kind of an early morning for you, is it?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I had dinner last night with my manager at Soares, and for sure, I thought after some nice chicken curry, I was going to go to sleep. Man, couldn't be the worst. I actually stayed up till like 3:30 and woke up like at 7.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's only midnight for you, isn't it? Like, that's like, yeah, with the time difference.
And that's me sleeping early, actually.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
I usually fall asleep like at 2, 3 in the morning in general.
Yeah, see, I work morning show, so my alarm goes off at 3 a.m. So
got it.
we're like the opposite
right now. While I sleep,
right
you wake up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so tickets go on sale, like I said, this Friday for UFC 231. You're fighting Max Holloway in the main event here in Toronto. First of all, before we get into the fight, have you been to Canada before?
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on your short time here in Toronto?
No, I loved it, man. I didn't get to spend enough time in here, but from the time I've had, it was an amazing experience, man. I came over here. I taught a seminar with my jiu-jitsu coach, Hunter Gracie. We came out here and we taught a full-day seminar. Then at nighttime, we went out and explored the city. And then we flew out to Timmins.
Timmins?
Yeah.
Wow.
Flew out there, did another seminar, okay. And then we flew back home, you know. So we were out here for like maybe 3 days max.
Very cool. Well, yeah, the city loves you. You're getting some great weather right now. Again, main event versus Max Holloway. You're going after that 145-pound title. Take me through this fight and, you know, sort of the preparation that you guys are doing to get ready for this.
Well, this is the fight that everyone is talking about because it's finally, this is the second biggest fight in featherweight history. Mm-hmm. First one, obviously, Conor and Aldo. But as in terms of a crazy fight that the fans are going to get, this is the one. Because you have two guys who Max Holloway, which is on an 11-fight win streak, no one has been able to finish him or even stop him. And then you have me, since I stepped in the UFC, I've been finishing every single one of my opponents. And now we're at a point where he's the champion and I'm the number one contender. And he wants to defend, and I want to take.
Absolutely. And like you said, this is a highly anticipated fight because you two guys are two of the most exciting fighters in the UFC. Like you said, you're knocking guys off left, right, and center. He's knocking guys off left, right, and center. How do you sort of envision this fight going?
This is going to be a dog fight. There's no nice way of saying that this one's going to be a dog fight. This is who wants this more than the other. That's what it's going to boil down to.
Toronto has a nice long history of having sort of epic fights here. You know, John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson was here. You know, we had Pettis and Holloway a couple of years ago. You know, GSP versus Jake Shields. Do you go into a fight thinking, like, I want to steal the show, like, I want to one-up everything else that's ever been here?
Not really, yeah. But now that you mentioned that, it makes sense why we're fighting over here.
Yeah, 100%.
We want to give you guys a crazy show.
Yeah, and Toronto has a rabid fan base for MMA. Like you said, you've taught some seminars here.
Yeah.
You know, you've been here before.
No, the MMA love out here is real, man.
Yeah, and so getting ready for a fight against a guy like Max Holloway, like, you know, we just saw Khabib and Conor and everything that spilled out there. You know, it got personal. How do you have a hard time getting ready and sort of motivated? No, I shouldn't say motivated. To fight a guy that is just generally a nice person, you know, like he's a really nice guy, right? Like, is that sort of hard to get that into your head? Like I want to smash this guy.
You know what it is? It's at the end of the day, once you do this for such a long time, you start realizing that it's nothing personal. Once you get hit in the face, whether you like the guy or not, you're gonna fight. Oh, you know, that's what it boils down to. I could like Max a lot. You know, I love what he represents for. I love Hawaii. And but the second they lock that cage, right, or the octagon door, and I get hit, it's on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, is he's trying to get me, and I'm trying to get him, and whoever gets one another the fastest, we can go home safer to our families, and obviously put on a show for the fans. So all the motivation is once that cage closes. But as in terms of preparation, I'm used to training hard every single day. I'm used to putting in my head. I have what I believe is a champion mentality to where I go through everything, no matter how hard it is, I get through it. All my training camp sessions, whether it's 2 weeks notice, 3 weeks notice, 2 month camp, I make it happen. And so far we've been able to been successful.
Absolutely. Saturday, December 8th is UFC 231. Tickets on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster. Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega. Brian, you know, you're a soft-spoken guy. You're a chill California guy. Do you see things that, like, Conor does and, you know, all the trash talk that's happening in the UFC now? Do you feel sort of obligated to try and step up that game, or do you just sort of let your talking happen inside the octagon?
No, man. The guy's actually here who's been in my ear, Ed Soares. He's sitting next to me. He told me, just be yourself, man. He goes, just be yourself. And I talked to my boxing coach, James Lurson, and he was pretty much telling me, like, it is better to be yourself. That way you don't have to maintain a character. You know, some of these guys, like Conor, from what I heard, he's a nice guy. Mm. But when the lights, camera, action comes, he's a different person, you know? So then it probably, I don't know the effect that takes on you mentally, where you have to, like, you know,
you
these things
on,
are expected.
Right?
Yeah, these things are expected of you. So for me, it's just be yourself, be cool. And the way I'm going to get my fight fans and everything is through the fights that I've had. I had a lot of wars in the UFC and in my career in general. And that's the way I get my fight fans, you know, like just through my art, I call it, right?
Mm.
The way I showcase my skills, people tend to love it.
How do you, as far as training camp goes, how do you sort of emulate the way Max Holloway fights? Because he's a sort of a strange sort of fighter. How do you, like, do you bring people in that sort of are similar to him? Like, how do you prepare for a guy like Max Holloway?
Absolutely, yeah? Man. We find guys who are his similar height, and we scout these guys out, man, whether they're at boxing gyms or whether they're at wrestling gyms, just that body type that he has. We go out there and scout it, and we talk to these guys, and when we find guys who are game, we pull them over to the side and we tell them, hey, man, you know, like, I like to work with you for my training camp. We find these guys at the Wild Card, the famous boxing gym in L.A. We find them at the Rock, Favela Chavez Boxing Gym in Carson. All over the place, man. Once we get these guys, we bring them to what's called the Black House late at night, and we get to work.
Almost wore my Black House shirt today. Again, Saturday, December 8th, UFC 231. Tickets on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster. Brian Ortega challenging Max Holloway for the featherweight title. I hate to keep bringing up Conor, but, you know, he's in the news right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you look ahead of this fight and think, well, I get that big money fight with Conor, or are you just solely focused on getting the job done against Max?
Well, Conor lost.
Yeah.
So my thing is, in my dream fights would be to be able to become successful come December 8th here in Canada. Once that happens, see if I can move up a weight class and fight Khabib.
Okay.
And it'll be the first time in UFC history where you have two undefeated champions from two different weight categories challenging each other.
I mean, that's the fight fan's dream, right? Yeah. Is to see that happen.
And
yeah.
Then you have what's called the stylistic part of the matchup, you know, not just for the belt and the records. Now it's just a traditional wrestler sambo type, you know, style, mm-hmm, matchup versus a jiu-jitsu guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both great on the feet, so I think it'll be an interesting fight.
I mean, sign me up for that 100%. Before I let you go, I got to ask you, what did you think about Saturday, you know, the debacle that was, you know, post-fight between Khabib and Conor?
Yeah, it was nuts, man. I was in the suite and all this thing started happening, and I was like, thank God I'm here.
Yeah.
Everyone started flying out. People started swinging, you know, especially outside in the arena. You know, you brought the fans out, and they felt like they had to get down for the pride of, you know, for their flags as well.
Mm.
But the way I look at it is that the matter of the fact is that there was a lot of things that was personal, and that there were issues where Khabib went and he pretty much punked Artem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Conor came and he did the whole thing where the whole world saw, where the bus incident. He tried to get Khabib out the bus, and it didn't happen. And then finally, this whole build up to this fight, Conor's in his ear talking and just really poking the bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed calm. And then after the fight, he exploded, and all those emotions and all those words that Conor said, and everything that was done, it was not over.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he won the fight doesn't mean the fact that Conor disrespected the religion, his father, all kinds of things that happened amongst that fight. You got the result at the end. This guy blew up. The corners started talking smack amongst each other. And you saw, man, Khabib just kind of jumped over that cage and went after Dylan Danis. And
yeah.
And I mean, after that, all hell broke loose.
Yeah. What is, I mean, obviously the Frankie Edgar fight comes to mind. You know, you finished a ton of opponents. What is that feeling like? Like, I'm trying to put my mind into Khabib's, who just, you know, who finished this guy who was really under his skin and didn't like him. Like, what's that feeling like when you finished a fight like that? Like, is it like, are you full of emotion? Like, is that what sort of took over, do you think?
I just feel he kept his composure for so long. Mm-hmm. And once he finally beat him, it was like, I'm going to rub this all over your face
that
now.
Relief,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like that relief. You get that relief. Mm-hmm. Because as a fighter, you go in there and you know you're confident. But at the end of the day, you don't know for a fact that you're going to win. So once you get that victory and it's all over, there's this kind of pressure that comes off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once that pressure came off his shoulders, he looked down and got a clearer picture of why the hell he's so mad at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then everything let loose, man. He even said in his interviews before, he goes, I'm not going to let the fact that this guy's talking about me mess with my emotions and get me all crazy during the fight. And he did it, man. He used it the right way to feel him going even through the rounds. You could see he would pretty much exhaust Connor. And then when the bell rang, kind of stayed in the ear like, what's up, man? Talk now. Mm-hmm. And he was getting under Connor's skin and in Connor's head during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Connor was getting to him outside of the fight. And at the end, man, it feels good when you finish someone, because you pretty much cleared doubt in everyone who doubted you, because a whole lot of the world did not know what was going to happen.
Mm.